Carla, talk a little bit about the Cooperative Trade Show Marketing Program that goes on in the winter. I know you're looking for partners in it right now.
That's right. We've been doing this now for several years, where we go to several sports shows and home shows around the Midwest with local partners. And up until this point, we've used just DMOs and nonprofit attractions. This year, we are opening it up to tourism-related businesses. What the shows are is we go to sports shows, and typically what are sports shows are travel booths, there's RVs, there's boats, there's different sessions going on about recreational use. And we are allowing this year to have up to 12 partners join us. And what happens is that each of the partners pays a fee to the program to be part of it. That allows them to have one brochure at all the shows. And then they also are able to work at least one of the shows and help us with staffing the booths and providing that kind of one-on-one personal interaction. This year, our shows start in January and they go all the way to March. And it's a great opportunity, perhaps for a tourism lodging facility or a restaurant or a retail business that is primarily geared towards tourists, to perhaps be part of this program and help us market the area. I know this year it was funny. We were over in the Omaha show, which we did last year, had a couple that said they had talked with us last year, came here, and now we're on their once a year list to come as a weekend getaway. So it's a great way to build up that relationship with folks and get folks to know what we have here in some of the other markets that may not be quite as familiar as what the Des Moines market is, although we're in Des Moines for a couple of the shows as well.
So at these travel destination shows, I imagine it's similar to something like the State Fair, where people are, you're promoting the tourism of the county, but now you're opening it up to more organizations as well.
Right. When we go to the State Fair, it's just our organization that does the booth. This is a cooperative program because we have a small staff. We have 1.5 people in our office, and we obviously can't staff 5-6 trade shows to be able to do that. So we look to our partners, and it's the same with many of our organizations and communities and attractions around this area. None of them have large staffs to go staff that many shows, but the marketing benefit of being at those shows is great. And so by working together, we can each work a couple days at a show, but then have the benefit of having our material at all the shows that we go to. The cost for participating, if an entity is a nonprofit or a government agency, is $250, and that's for 5 shows. And it's $500 if they are one of those for-profit tourism businesses.
You kind of talked about it already, but just the idea that the marketing behind this, the drive that you get from people from across the upper Midwest to come into the community, when they see your business, they might remember that when they come in and that sort of thing.
Yeah, it's a great way. I mean, we're there to promote visitation to the entire area because we think it's very important to continue to build our tourism audiences. Obviously, if we want to grow tourism, we have to reach more and more people, and this is a great way that we do this. And because we do it together, it allows all of us to be able to market beyond what each of us could do on our own.
And is there anything else participating partners would need to know if they want to sign up?
If they want some of the details, because there are a lot of details to the program, they certainly can contact our office either at 641-828-2257. Again, that's 641-828-2257. Or email me at Carla, C-A-R-L-A, at redrockarea.com. Again, it's Carla at redrockarea.com. And we can send them the program information that has all the details as well as the application to participate.
All right, and Carla, while I got you here, and while it is fall, I know a lot of people think about the summer and some of the stuff that Marion County offers there, but lots of trees around Lake Red Rock, the colors are turning, and that's another great opportunity as tourists come in, just to kind of see everything turn like that. It's a beautiful area around Lake Red Rock.
It is, and there's a lot of fall events going around the region. There's the Civil War history exhibit that's open at Sculte House, as well as the Fall Harvest Festival at the Historical Village in Pella. Over in the kind of southwest corner of the county, they have Farm Crawl the first weekend in October. So there's a lot of great events besides some racing that's still going on yet in September. So there's a lot of things for folks to do and come out, enjoy those fall colors, as well as just hiking through the lake area. The lake area is absolutely beautiful in the fall area, whether you're going up the tower and seeing kind of the whole valley, or if you're just going down one of the trails and enjoying a bike or a hike in the nice fall weather.
All right. Well, thanks very much, Carl.
Thank you.